Huh? Wow, you made a weird kind of waveform looking thing. There we go. Hey.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was trying to record some audio tapes. I was cleaning up
audio
last week.
Audio tapes?
They are some high school bands, friends of mine. And I figured I could keep them in a box, or I could throw them out. I think that...
Do you ever go to Alice and say, look at these things?
I don't think she'd appreciate
what help. Are these?
But, you know, I was like, shit, I have a VHS deck still, but I don't have a tape deck. So I was kind of, so I borrowed someone's from work, and he pulled it out of his basement, and it was all dusty, and, well, it doesn't play the tape. It was a pretty good one in the day.
Uh-huh.
And it has, like, that auto-sensing turn-off type stuff, and I don't know, the tape doesn't feel like it's bound up, so I think the deck is jammed up, and it says, "Oh, there's too much pressure on the spools. Stop playing." So it'll play for like 5 seconds and stop playing. It's like
I mean, you could test it in my cassette deck in my car.
When I asked for if at work if anyone had a cassette deck, you know, so many smart ass people, like, you know, the only people that have them are in their car, really, like,
yeah,
you know, just sitting there with the Zoom and just hold it up to the air.
I have a cassette deck, a little, you know, box thing, a little stereo thing that I could bring that in for you.
Sure, cool. Yeah, anything that has that in the line now.
Has a CD player and has, I think, two cassette decks in or something like that.
Nice.
Either two or one, I forget which.
Yeah, anything with a line out or even a Walkman, you know, would do the job.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. I wouldn't see any reason why I wouldn't have it. Well, then again, I mean, it has speakers attached to it, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But if it has a line out or a headphone jack.
It definitely has a headphone jack.
So I should be able to get something off it, so do that.
All right. Okay, so we are drinking Carl Strauss's
Tower 10.
Tower 10 IIPA. They're a double.
Oh, yeah, the Tower 20. Sorry,
Tower 20, 20 IPA. Yeah.
So maybe we actually haven't had this on the air before. We've had the Tower 10 on the show.
Yeah.
I don't think we've done the Tower 20 on the show.
So you want to save this one?
We can always go back to it briefly in the show.
Okay.
It's going to be a full show, but... Breaking Bad, Breaking Bad, Breaking Bad. I don't know why. I'm excited. I'm, like, really excited to watch the premiere.
It's what, 2 hours?
Yeah, I think it's a 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't... And then, like, yesterday was, like... We were driving somewhere yesterday, and I was thinking about, like, oh, I can't wait. It's like, I don't know. I think I'm anticipating, like, Kingpin Walter White now. Like, you know, like, taking over the entire southwestern United States.
I think that's the, you know, if you look at the advertisements and stuff like that.
I haven't seen anything, really, so I'm kind of going in blind, other than the end of the finale of last season.
Right, right. Well, that's the angle they're going, is him pictured with a bunch of meth crates behind him, a bunch of money. And it says, "Hail to the King."
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, I mean, because, of course, you know, now that he gets the monkey up his back, he could just retire, right? I guess he's out. He's broke right now, isn't he?
Technically, all the money went to Ted, who is Ted dead?
Ted. Who's Ted?
IFT.
Huh?
She fucked Skyler. Fucked Ted.
Oh, that's right. I don't think Ted's dead, is he?
Well, didn't he break his neck when he was running from...
Oh, he hit the wall. That's right. He's probably injured. He's dead. Maybe he's paralyzed. But
what's going on here?
Oh, Windows wants to restart because it installed an update.
There's a way to fix that. Go to... say restart later. Right? Go to services. This is a good tip for everybody. Everybody's running Windows XP or something. Go to services.
Yeah, because I'm sure so many people are still running Windows XP.
I think it still works for Windows Vista and 7. So go to services, and which is in administrative tools of the top row, fourth one. There you go. Services. And just turn off Windows Update.
But I like Windows Update. I just don't like rebooting.
Well, that's the thing, is it's a service that's running, and it's the service that will reboot. Jeff is now looking. Is this oak aged?
I don't know.
I don't have one called Windows Up.
Alright, hold on a minute.
Awesome radio here. Looking through a list of services trying to figure out what to turn off.
Keep going, keep going. Maybe it's clipping under the S's for system update.
System.
No.
Oh, well, we'll just reboot after the pre-show. We'll let the thing restart after the pre-show.
Oh, no, I can find this. I can't.
No. Okay. So, I'll tell people about my Minty Boost.
Automatic updates.
There it is. Ah, damn, I'm going to reboot now. I'm going to reboot you in a minute and a half. You didn't hit no. Yeah, so I made... Adafruit.com. They're one of those sites where you can buy electronics kits. And they have a kit for a little pocket iPhone charger. Or it's a USB-based charger. It'll work for just about anything that runs off a USB. It doesn't do the iPad. The iPad has some more sensing in there. It actually says not charging, so it might actually draw current from it, but it won't charge its batteries. But it'll charge your iPhone. And you can put any kind of batteries you want on it, really. It just runs off 3 volts. So, you know, this example comes with 2 AA batteries. The warnings were talking about how the voltage regulator chip can get pretty hot. Like, it's spec'd to run well over 100°C, you know, boiling. And they were talking about, you know, don't worry about it if it gets hot. But the batteries, I'm using some cheap CVS batteries here right now, and they weren't fully charged. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but I had it plugged in for about 10 minutes, and the batteries were so hot I couldn't touch them for more than like 2 seconds. So I kind of unplugged it, and I'm like, you know, because when alkaline batteries get that hot, I'm kind of worried that they might start cracking open.
Yeah, they...
or smoking.
I don't know the tolerances of batteries, nor do I know whether the cheap CVS batteries are any better tolerance than your, you know, super Duracell Ultra or whatever. But I imagine anything you stick in there, first of all, they're going to get soaked up pretty quickly, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
2 brand new batteries will charge your iPhone about 1.3 times. So I'm not sure how long the charging cycle takes. I haven't seen that yet, but yeah, I mean, you're not going to get very much mileage out of AA's. It's the convenience factor. They do have another kit that is a solar powered, so it's a solar panel, some circuitry to charge a lithium-ion battery. And then, so use that to charge the lithium-ion, and then you can hook this Minty Boost circuitry up to the lithium-ion to charge your cell phone. So you can do it completely off the grid. You know, it's...
except for the fact that it's a cell phone.
Well,
that's connected to the grid.
Well, I mean, but the charging is off the grid. But you're like, but you're going to charge... you're going to spend, what, $60 on this solar charger when it costs you... what was the numbers I said a couple weeks ago? Like... 80 cents a year to charge your cell phone.
Right, but you're not charging yourself 80 cents a year. You're charging it with batteries, which don't cost 80 cents a year. Those two of those batteries cost can cost $3.
Well, I was talking about with the solar add-on.
But I'm saying, since you're doing it with the batteries, I mean, each time you charge it, about $3.
All right, but I'm not going to use this when I could use other kinds of charge, right? This
is just so you use that 20 times you've paid for the solar charger.
I'm talking about the solar charger versus plugging into the outlet in your house.
Yes, no, I understand.
Okay, all right. No, but the solar charger versus battery, sure.
Yeah.
It pays for itself if you use it enough, for sure. But if you're planning on sitting the solar cell in your window and charging your cell phone every day on that, you're not saving any money.
No, you're making your life needlessly complicated. You're making a toaster. That's what you're doing.
You could say that you're not using CO2, but all the resources that went into making the solar panel and everything else, it was probably a big offset of not buying it all in the first place.
It would take a lot of time.
I don't know how intensive, you know, all the carbon that goes into making those things. But, you know, a lot of energy goes into making the solar panels. And
exactly. And so I'm saying it would take a lot of time and a lot of charges to get that carbon offset versus what you would get off the grid, and then by that time you're probably buying a new iPhone or iPad. So
yeah, and the new iPhone might not work because they had to rev this a little bit to make it work with the iPhone 4. So this is the version 3 Minty Boost because version 2 didn't do something quite right to let the iPhone 4 charge off of it.
I mean, I'm, you know, I'm concerned because I'm going to have to get the iPhone 5. You know, it's around upgrade time. Mm-hmm. iPhone 5 is, what, in 3 months or so? I'm
it's
going to
have a new dock port, right?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking.
And how many old iPhone cables or iPod cables do you have? I have like 8 old iPod cables. So I have them. They're so awesome because they never go bad and you have them everywhere. And now, damn new dock connector is going to obsolete all your cables.
Exactly. The one in my car, the one in my bag here, the one at home, the one for my work computer, the one for my bed for this computer.
I mean, because I haven't had that many iPods, but I have accumulated a lot of cables, and I'm sure people that have had everything from like the version 1 or version 2 iPod have cables out the wazoo, and they just have them in every room with hooked up the USB chargers and stuff.
But you can understand how that, I mean, it's pretty wide. I think it takes up space, and space is a premium.
I thought the new dock connector was wider, but skinnier or something.
I don't know. I thought it was going to be like tiny. I thought it was going to be micro USB size.
Maybe it is. I thought it was going to be even longer. You know, think about, you know, an inch and a quarter or so, but narrower, like really thin. You know, just fit on something that's, you know, a super thin device or something.
Okay, that'll be nice and break easy. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully it's made out of like unobtainium or something.
Well, so what I've heard is, first of all, the big rumors are that the size is going up a little bit, right? They're going to make it a little bit longer.
Okay.
There's also rumors that this home button will be removed and it will be software emulated.
That'd be nice for it wearing out.
It'd be nice for it wearing out. It'd be nice for the real estate.
Oh, because it's going to be a screen.
Right. So if it's all a screen, that means, you know, there's the mechanism and stuff like that doesn't have to be there.
The one need to, you know, I know that I saw Damien and Whitney talking about this in the chat room at work a little bit, but you know, talking about space to grip it, you know, because like right now it's kind of convenient if you're holding it sideways watching a video, it's easy to grip it up by the speaker, down by the button where there's no touch sensitivity. And Damien's against that. You know, Damien thinks hold it by the edges or something. I do think you need to have a way where you can actually grip it on the front for certain things. But I think, you know, software can handle that, right? Software should be able to tell whether it's an intentional touch or it's a grip.
Right.
And, you know, Apple does a lot of stuff with how they manage touches and proximity and stuff like that. They can crack that, you know. They can figure out how to reliably tell when it was an intentional touch or not. I'm not saying it's easy, but I think they should be able to do it.
Bad touch.
Hmm?
Bad touch.
Bad touch.
I would say, you know, if you double-click it or something, then, you know, something happens or, you know. I can think of much of things.
Yeah. Sure, I just think, you know, they should keep the usability. Like, you know, they like, because they can tell, like, the way...
How many times is Jeff going to say like in the sentence?
Like. Well, I'm trying to compose a thought. Have you ever noticed, like, some... like? I do say it a lot, don't I? If you type with different fingers, it senses how the presses are differently. I don't know if you've noticed that. But I've noticed where, you know, if I type with my pointer, I can be off in a certain way and it gets it right. Where if I type with my thumb and I type the same way, it gets it wrong.
Isn't that more how your angle of your pointer is versus your thumb and the dexterity you have with your pointer versus your thumb?
It could be, but they also do things where, you know, instead of like, I'll say you know now. If you're typing in landscape, you know, they expect your left thumb to be hitting the left side of the keyboard and your right thumb to be hitting the right side of the keyboard. So if you cross over, accuracy goes down, right? Because the way they're anticipating what the touch should feel like, they're expecting it to come from your right thumb instead of your left thumb. So if you cross over the center of the keyboard...
Well, it all comes down to...
They have some of that, you know, nuance in there. So, you know, I think that the accidental touching will just be something that's more nuanced instead of actually... like you were mentioning, like a double click, you know, a standardized, you know, formatted way to do it.
I'm not saying that it would be standardized and formatted, but it would be something where they would try to sense your intention based on how much pressure, et cetera.
Yeah.
Which is really what they do is they sense capacitance. But there's one thing that I wanted to bring up, though, is I still dislike the on-screen keyboard. I still remember when I had a phone that had a touch keyboard, and I like that a lot. I always did. And I dislike the way a touch keyboard feels. It's just slower. It doesn't have the same kind of dynamics to it. I mean, I tried your... Remember when you had the BlackBerry button?
With the clicky screen.
Oh, that was awful.
I mean, that wasn't the main... The clicky screen wasn't the reason it was awful. It was the rest of the software.
But I just didn't like the way that felt at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually was harder, slower to type on that than with the iPhone. So the iPhone screen doesn't bother me. I think it's pretty good. For an on-screen keyboard, I don't have any complaints, and I'm used to it.
If it works for you, it works for you.
I'm used to it. You know, I wouldn't... I don't think I would trade a thin phone for something that has a collapsible keyboard or something. You know, I wouldn't...
No, but I would have... I wouldn't have had a problem if it was an inch or two, you know, not an inch or two, but if it was like, you know, a quarter of an inch thicker, if it had a slide-out keyboard, mm-hmm. that wouldn't bug me at all. But whatever. I'm not everybody.
Yeah, see, I don't think I'd make that trade. I'd go with the... Imagine the iPhone 4, and then the iPhone 4 with the keyboard being a quarter inch thicker. That's like two-thirds the thickness of the phone, you know?
I'm sure they could make it not that thick. I mean, they made the Razer that was very thin that had, you know, basically a keyboard, right? So I mean they could do it. It's just I like the way that felt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't text enough for it to be an issue.
When I had the Windows phone, you know, it had the slide up screen and the key. That was a nice keyboard. Good feedback on it. Was never a big fan of... I mean, people love the BlackBerry keyboards, but, you know, those buttons were a little too hard to press and a little too small. They, like...
Yeah.
I didn't like those very
they're
much.
They're ovals, and they're, like...
Yeah. Because, like, people were actually getting, like... I don't know if nerve damage is the right word, but because those ovals were pressing into their fingers, you know, they were getting some kind of, you know, damaged...
It's like... Remember when there was Nintendo thumb? Mm-hmm. Because yeah. You would press the button so yeah. much, you'd get this, like, thumb imprint.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably very much the same thing yeah. if you were a Crackberry, you know, typing everything on their BlackBerry.
I still have, actually, you can see it. That was...
A callus?
Yeah, and that was a burn, actually. Okay. That was a one... My big casualty from fireworks night was a little burn on my thumb. I said, Jeff knows how much fireworks I had, and I actually even got some more. And set them off. And out of all those, I got a little burn on my thumb. So all in all, a good night. Mm-hmm. You set off a whole bunch of fireworks and you get a little tiny burn on your thumb. Yeah, you're doing it right.
At least you still got your thumb.
Yes.
You're pissed off. You're just going to say, well, at least I still got my thumb.
Yeah, that was my point. Like, a little burn on my thumb. I set off a whole bunch of fireworks. $100 worth of fireworks. $150 worth of fireworks. Nice.
Boom. We went to fireworks last night at the Cranberry Township Community Days, and it was a pretty big display. The finale was impressive. They said, you know, the biggest fireworks display to ever come from Cranberry. And, you know, it's been quite a few years since I've gone to, like, a 4th of July down in the city of Pittsburgh or anything. But
that wasn't last night. That must have been...
No. Well, last night was when I watched the Cranberry Township. They had the Community Days this weekend. The fireworks cap off the end of Community Day.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't a 4th of July fireworks. No.
But it was impressive. It was a big finale. I was like...
What'd your kids think of it?
Allie thought it was awesome. Max loved it till the finale, and it got so loud he pissed himself. He's been potty training. Uh-huh. I don't think we've talked about this. Max turns 2 next month, and the dude just started potty training, and he won't wear diapers. He wears pull ups at bedtime, but he won't wear diapers. Today he had no accidents. I'm waiting, you know, for the first couple of days, I was like, oh, this isn't going to last. The novelty's going to wear off, and he's going to regress. You know, right now, he probably doesn't much remember diapers. It's been 2 weeks, you know. So, I think we're in. It's crazy. Here's a great story I don't think I've told on the air. Heather said in passing to Max, not like with his full attention or anything, but something like, if you were yeah. potty trained by your birthday, I'll get you an iPad. So that, like, it was the only time it was said. It wasn't really put into his head or anything. And, you know, it was about a week and a half later or so, Max went pee-pee on the potty for the first time. And as soon as he was done, tells Heather, Max, pee-pee, iPad. Max, pee-pee, iPad.
So that's not going to happen, right?
Probably not. Heather has been trying to redirect him to like a big digger, like a ride-on excavator. I don't know if it's going to be a Power Wheels. Hopefully it's not a Power Wheels. I hate Power Wheels, but maybe it's just a big thing, backhoe thing you can play with. I'm hoping.
Well, your iPad is kind of in bad shape right now.
Yeah, with the cracked screen and whatnot.
What you could do is you could get a new one for Heather and give that one to Max.
Oh, we know. Yeah.
Okay.
that's a if we do become a two iPad household, that's how, kind of how it'll go.
Yeah.
At least we'll wrap this up so we can get some Breaking Bad in after the show.
Well, I mean, stuff. It's gonna be DVR'd. We don't have to get there exactly on time. We can skip some commercials.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Okay. All right. What do you want to talk about then?
Now you put me on the spot. You know, it's no longer organic.
You gotta have something to talk about. It's better than watching Breaking Bad.
Well, I do have stuff to talk about. But now I feel on the spot, and I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, man.
Going into my hole.
Okay.
My costume.
Oh, yes, yes.
Jeff walked in to see me wearing my felt Batman cowl and baby cape. Our friend Damien is an extra in the new Batman movie, and he's setting up this whole big party next week. And I'm sure you'd probably be invited, but you'd have to take care of your kids, so you probably said, right. Jeff's not going to be able to do that anyway. Because it's a big party. We're all getting together, having a meal, and then going to the movies. They already bought the tickets. It's like 15 people going to the movie theater. So I figure, you know, I would probably do this if it was just four or five people, too, because it's just fun and funny to me, this idea, which is, all right, I know people, you know, dress up to go to these movies sometimes. So I'm going to dress up as, like, a low-rent version of this. So I want to dress up as low-rent Batman. And the idea is this little felt cowl, right? I have a little Batman T-shirt and that cape.
It's a red cape with a lightning bolt.
It's a red cape lightning bolt. I got it from online. It was Little Adventures, the child superhero cape. And then I'm going to get my belt, and I'm going to put on it, like, a plunger and maybe, like, a coat hanger. And I haven't figured out whether I'm going to write out low-rent Batman or just have that sort of be implied. But that's the idea, is I'm going as low-rent Batman. The Batman for the rest of us.
You should do your car up and everything. Park right up front, have the valet park it.
It's a little too much for me. I mean, I think the charm and the humor of the costume is the fact that, you know, I'm putting as little work into it as possible.
But as little work to make it Batman.
Yeah, as possible. Right, yeah. I even bought a little kid's Batman belt, and I'm thinking about getting some, because obviously it's a little kid's thing, it won't fit around me. So I'm thinking about, you know, getting some duct tape and just making, you know, filling out the rest of it, and then so I can have this little Batman belt thing as a little felt batarang and thing like that that I can tie around my wrist. And, yeah.
Nice. That'll be fun. Yeah, I'm going to definitely go see the movie. It sounds like it's going to be a pretty good one. Dark Knight was awesome. I'm trying to think. I haven't been to too many movies in the theater since Dark Knight. I think I've had to have gone to one or two, but I'm not sure.
Well, what's been out?
Because Dark Knight was the first movie that we went to see. Like the first time we left Heather, or first time we left Allison at grandparents' house, we went to see Dark Knight.
Wow.
And
wow.
I don't think, like I said, I had to have gone to the theater since. Yeah, there was one movie Heather and I went. Oh, we went to go see the Dream movie, Inception.
Oh, okay.
Maybe one other one. Maybe one other one. Haven't been to the theater too much.
You have young kids.
Yeah. I was thinking about taking Allison to go see Brave. I think she'd probably dig it.
Yeah, she'd like it.
And, you know, since we were an important part of making the movie, it could have been made the same, you know, this in the same with the resource, you know, without our resources, you know, I don't know. Be nice, as, you know, hey, that's not we're
not even movie. Thanked in the credits, so don't go that far.
No. But they did send Bernie a note saying they couldn't have made the movie without him. So,
uh huh.
I'm sure they sent that to a lot of people.
Yeah. They sent that to the catering, too.
Well, it's true.
People would have starved. Yeah, did they send that note to the power company? Like, if we didn't have your electricity, man, we would be fucked.
So I was out yesterday morning, and Car Talk was on, and they had the Puzzler.
Aren't they ending Car Talk
today? They are ending Car Talk at the end of the season. Then they're gonna keep just gonna run repeats over and over, just repeats, repeats, repeats. I guess. But they have the Puzzler. It's a little riddle thing, and I think you'll find this one fascinating. It was talking about Chicago, and you know there's the subway lines, but there was another set of underground tunnels made by the telephone company, and it was to run their wires, and it had a narrow gauge railroad thing, and they're, you know, like 2 foot wide railroad. It was a little parcel carrying thing from, you know, offices, buildings would carry parcels, and even there was people carrying cars. But it said they sold something to the movie theaters, you know, not popcorn. Telephone service probably is too easy. You know, what did they sell? What I came up with was Cool Air. 1911. They have these subterranean tunnels. The air is probably more or less 50, 60 degrees. I'm thinking they sold air conditioning or cool air to the movie theaters.
They want to answer you, though?
Next week, they'll have the answer. Or I could send an email with my answer. Maybe I'll win.
Oh.
But
maybe those extra tunnels were there for the polygoop that they need to run the projectors.
Polygoop. Well, see, but
I'm making something up.
Okay.
Sounds reasonable.
I mean, think the way it's, you know, think if they sold something to the theater, it's not really, you know, it has to be a service or a product, you know, so it's like you don't really sell the theater, you know, that delivery service for, film canisters, and they already said it wasn't film canisters, but yeah, I'm thinking it was Cool Air. That's my guess. Was
Cool Air. Let's see. I'm looking for stuff online, but I don't see anything about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't look it up. Oh, what else is going on? Kids that formed the community. Oh, there was a Kids that formed the community days yesterday. Max went on a ride that was a little too spinny and big for him, and he was there. He's like petrified, frozen for the entire ride. He didn't cry or anything, but he's like, "What did I get myself into?" And then after that, we went to the little kiddie ride with the boat that would, you know, go up and down the ramp, almost like the Turtles at Kennywood, but they were boats, and he loved that. He rode it twice.
Well, cool.
Cool.
Don't have anything else to add right now.
Nothing else?
Let's go to the show.
All right.